Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and I'm glad you're here. Robert Grady's here too, ladies and gentlemen. Robert is the author of Naked Marketing, The Bare Essentials. And Robert has been a member of our Brain Trust for a little while now. He's has been a professor in the past, and a syndicated columnist, and author of fiction, of a novel. And he is he's one of our great Brain Trust members. Robert Grady, welcome to the show.
Hi, Jim. Good to be back.
Good to have you back, as always. Are you still teaching?
I am not right now. Actually, I am on a leave for a little while. I had taught for about 6 years, and then when the recession came, I had to quit in order to go back to work, is what
right.
They say.
Right, I got you. So, okay, I hope you don't mind me saying this, but you lost your dad recently, and Ned Grady.
Yes.
Lived to be 93, a long, great life, and I'd like to dedicate the rest of our visit to his memory.
Well, that'd be nice, Jim. Thank you very much.
Ned Grady, you want to tell us a little bit about him?
Well, he was an entrepreneur just like we are, and had founded his business and had grown it to a nice, comfortable little living, enough to put four kids through college.
Yeah.
So, yeah, he also was the founder of the city in which I grew up. So
really?
And managed to name all the streets that we lived on. So
I'll be darned. What a leader.
He was an interesting guy.
Yeah, I bet he was. Well, we're thinking of Ned and your family, Rob, and this just happened a week or so ago, folks. And so our best wishes and condolences go out as you celebrate his life, Rob.
Thank you, Jim. Appreciate it.
So, what are you seeing out there in the marketplace these days, Rob?
Well, I'm watching all sorts of new companies being founded by these entrepreneurs who lost their positions, good quality people who lost their
right.
jobs during the recession. I was looking at some statistics, Jim, and I'm sure you've seen them too. About 500,000 people started new companies in 2012. I haven't seen the 2013 stats yet, but
right.
I'm sure it's about the same. When you got 500,000 new companies starting, they need marketing. They need to sell stuff. They need
mm-hmm.
to know how to sell things. Typically, Jim, when guys start businesses, you're talking about people who really know how to develop products or deliver services, but they don't necessarily know how to sell them.
Right.
And that's where you and I come in. I've been reading your book, The Age of the Customer, and I'm absolutely thrilled that not only are you a very good writer, but I like the kind of things that you're saying. They're very consistent with what I've been saying in Naked Marketing, The Bare Essentials, and the necessity for understanding the marketplace and how customers are really leading the charge. It used to be we could get out there and it was the age of the seller.
Right.
But today it's more customers dominate, and the customer tells us what they want. And that's what Naked Marketing is all about as well. It's all about satisfying customer needs and wants.
Well, you're making the point that I've been making now. I haven't said it too much to my audience, but my new book is not designed to help them be better at marketing. It's designed to help them understand that they've got to look at marketing differently, and I think it should make them want to read your book again, because I think that makes them companions, your book and a number of other books. But the main thing is that to understand, you talk about the customer. You know, the customer is. There was a time, Rob, when if you wanted to keep up in the marketplace, you wanted to be successful, you kept an eye on your competitor. But today, if you watch your competitor, you're going to get behind. You got to be watching your customer, because the days of the customer waiting on companies to give them what they want, to tell them what they need, I should say, those days are gone, aren't they?
I think so. I never have advocated watching the competition so much as I have advocated watching the customer. You make that point very well with your book. To your point earlier in claiming that read this and then read that, I agree. Age of the Customer talks about the general philosophy of the change in the way in which we sell products and services. Naked Marketing talks about how to actually get it done.
Right, yep.
So understanding that philosophy, I think that's the first step, and that's what Age of the Customer is all about, and then implementing that philosophy is what Naked Marketing is about. So you're right, it's a good 1-2 punch.
Well, and the thing that that people, you know, that I want to get across to folks, Rob, is that there's a war going on, and the business is fighting the war. Our businesses are fighting this war, but we're fighting a foe who's I call it an ironic war, Rob, because it's a war because we're fighting for our lives. It's ironic because the people we're fighting aren't fighting back, and yet they're going to win. In fact, they don't even know the war's going on, and that's our customers.
Yes, absolutely. I was reading your book, and there was one point that you make here. I wanted to just share it with your audience. It talks about the ability to, with the internet today, that there are really no secrets. You offer a particular product or service, and it immediately becomes commodity because the whole world knows about it by Tuesday and is replicating it by Wednesday. And it says, once a new capability or advantage is available to customers and adopted, that becomes their new minimum expectation.
That's right, the minimum.
The minimum expectation. Once you've adopted any kind of a new process or a new service or any kind of new product, that becomes their minimum expectation. They always want more, more, more.
But here's the rest of the story right there, Rob. If you're not offering that minimum, then if you've got something that's a variation behind that, then you're no longer relevant to them at all.
No, you are not. You are not. You have fallen behind already. And that's why it's so important that you not watch your competition. Yes, your competition is going to show you what they've done, and that's going to be the new customer minimum expectation. So you have to be ahead of that, and ahead of that curve all the time. And that's why I think that's so important, that Age of the Customer book that you've written is so important about sharing that information, yes, but then because that's the minimum expectation, you have to maintain that and exceed it.
Well, and, you know, for a long time, for many, many years, long before I wrote this book, Rob, and I know you've been saying the same thing, the key to success is asking customers what they want and then giving
Absolutely.
It to them. And
sure.
That's the key. Rob, give us your website, please.
My website is robertgrady.com, and my name, as you know, is spelled G-R-E-D-E. So just all one word, robertgrady.com.
Check it out. Quick break, 20 after. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.